Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Cam and Brett from JBS joining us in just a moment.
When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Senex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more dillin' time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Cenex dealer or visit Cenex.com to locate a dealer. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Sustainability means a lot of different things to different people. And as a result, it's been a struggle for the cattle industry to come up with some common ground, some nomenclature that measures what sustainability really is. Cameron Barrett is with JBS USA. He's been involved in the global roundtable on beef sustainability since its inception. In fact, he was the head of that global roundtable for the first couple of years of its existence. And now he's heavily involved in the U.S. roundtable on beef sustainability. Cameron says it's important that we understand that sustainability really is a journey, and he believes that we are starting to really get our arms around what sustainability really is.
Yeah, I think we've kind of crafted a definition that's becoming more and more broadly accepted. It's balanced, so it's not just environmental, but it's also social and economic, and balancing those challenges. The real critical challenge for us going forward now is how do we measure and prove that we're doing the things that we all know in our hearts we're doing and we're focused on. So that's going to involve metrics, that's going to involve data, that's going to involve communicating with people and saying, here is our commitment to the environment, to the rural community, to the rural economy. Here are the things that we're doing, and we can prove to you that we're doing them. And that's going to create a different narrative, I think, in large parts of America. It might not ever impact those vocal radicals, that 1%, but I think for the vast majority of meat consumers, those who love and enjoy what we do day to day, will give them increased confidence that we are taking the right steps. And when we're not, that we have a way about going about improving.
And Cameron Bruce says sustainability is really a balancing act between perception and reality. And he says his company, JBS, has done a lot of polling of consumers to try to get in touch with what they believe sustainability is.
So this is asking people who have an interest in or are business partners with our business, what do they think the risks are? And those risks were animal welfare, the use of row crops in feed production, technology in agriculture, some of these technologies that we use, such as hormones or beta agonists or what have you. And so when you look at it from that sense, from that kind of perception view, a lot of the risks are going to be very different depending upon who you talk to, right? So I think it's important that, you know, companies and cow-calf producers and feeders and everyone look at what the public perceives to be a risk, but then to also fact check that with what are your actual business operation risks, so you can prioritize these areas of sustainability so you can truly make a difference that impacts your family and your operation.
Cameron Britt of JBS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.